We had the two picks in the second round, and the first one being Courtney, and then we stayed true to the board and picked. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. We call him K.O. In the draft room, and you know, coming in today, when you talk about the two guys we got, they both are seniors, so that they bring a level of maturity to the locker room already. They're guys that have made their way through two pretty good programs. When you talk about Courtney, the Steelers is a game that we call football, and Courtney's a football player. Obviously, you know, he played at the alma mater for myself, and I've had the opportunity to watch him a lot. K.O. is an offensive lineman that has the potential to play either guard or tackle for us. So he has some flexibility there.
Eric?
I'm just excited to get these two guys. We put a lot of time in with both players, looking at both guys. You know, I think there are two players that our scouts are excited about, and certainly I think two players that our coaches are very, very excited about too. And we had a chance to spend a lot of time with these two guys over the last couple months in various settings, and we think they're great fits for this football team, and we think they're going to help us moving forward.
Okay. Obviously, a lot of talented Alabama players in this draft. Are you surprised that Charles there? Yes, in a sense. I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you'd have asked us, you know, back in October, November, would, you know, Courtney make it to the third pick in the second round, you know, everybody would have probably said probably not, you know. So he was a guy that we talked about at 29 also.
Eric, in terms of Chris Shazamelli, what games stood out to you as you guys evaluated him in the competition phase?
Well, I think at the Senior Bowl, he was one of the better offensive linemen there. We had a chance to watch him all week. And we saw a big physical guy with very, very long arms who moves well on his feet, strong over, I think he benched 32 reps at the combine. We spent a week with him down there. We had a chance to see him. I was watching him versus Oklahoma just the other day, looking at another player on Oklahoma's team, and he stood out in that game. I think I've had the chance to watch him play a couple times over the years against Iowa, and he's held up really well. As a young player, he played really well against Claiborne of Iowa. This was going back a few years. And he's a talented guy, no doubt about it. We had the chance to spend some time with him at the combine. We interviewed him, and we were impressed with him.
Courtney Upshaw, do you see him competing with Paul Kruger for the same linebacker guy?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously it bolsters our linebacker situation. Gives us one more player in that mix. It allows us to move some guys around a little bit, but I think Paul is still the lead dog there. You know, he's the veteran guy. It'll give us another pass rusher. Courtney will provide great competition. There'll certainly obviously be tremendous depth. It adds one more guy into the mix in special teams. Obviously, it makes us more physical on defense. We continue to, you know, be physical and stay physical because that's the kind of player he is. And both these guys really, offense and defensively, give us two very physical players.
Do you sense that he's kind of hungry because, you know, the other guys, he had to wait a little longer than his teammates. Yeah. They all went up last night, but he had to wait to the day. Do you think that that's something that will motivate him?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point. Both guys we got on the phone, wouldn't you say, Ozzie?
Yes.
You know, both guys were, you know, a little bit miffed about where they were taken. They were happy to come to Baltimore. They were both real excited about that. But I think they both feel like they have something to prove.
Joe, what was your take on these guys as you watched the tapes and as you got to know them?
You know, with Courtney, obviously I've been a favorite of the Southeastern Conference. I've seen him for a long time, even though I'm an Auburn guy. But he's a really explosive player and heavy-handed. He plays hard. He's versatile. He's played with his hand down and up, you know, so he can stand up on 2 feet and play and then get down and play in the sub-package as a rusher. I think both guys come from programs where we know the staffs pretty well, and our scouts, when they go in there, talk to the head coaches there and the defensive coordinators, and our coaching staff here knows those guys. So I feel like we would know both players really well. You know, so I feel like we're pretty solid.
Obviously, in terms of setting the edge, that was something that Jerry Johnson did so well for you guys. How would you rate Courtney's ability to do that and stop the run?
Well, I think that's a specialty. That's one of the things that was so attractive about him. You know, he plays like a junkyard dog. He's got a strong punch. You know, he's a physical, violent football player. We're excited about that. You know, that's not an easy position to play. A lot of guys can't do that. A lot of guys can rush the passer. A lot of guys can drop and play in space. But setting the edge is really one of the most important things at that position. And we feel this guy can really do that.
I said, you guys at all look to trade up after you picked at 35 to get somebody in that range between 60 and 35?
We talked about it, but the way the board was stacked, we felt like, you know, one out of four, five top players that we had rated coming in today had a chance to make the 60. But we did talk about it, and we also talked about moving back and collecting more picks also.
When you got to this pick 60, was there more than one guy there that you were really considering for that pick?
Yes, it was. It was. There was a couple of players that was there, and maybe they'll be there when we get to that next pick.
Maybe it's because of need then, because they were pretty equal guys?
Well, we needed the other player too, and we had this player rated higher than that player, but well, we can use both.
You stated that, you know, the needs you wanted to address were pass rush, offensive line, you took care of those, but you also mentioned wide receiver. You know, is this a deep draft for wide receiver? Are you confident you're going to be able to find a player that can help you guys out for the next few rounds?
Well, we feel like there are some receivers left on our board that we think can come in and compete with the guys that we have on our roster.
John, Osamele is someone you assume you stuck in the front guard in the right way.
Have you been practicing that pronunciation?
I have. I talked to him.
Quite impressive. Yeah, that would be a possibility. I think left guard or right tackle. You know, and I think that we'll just let those guys compete and see also who meshes better where. You know, and Ja being in the mix, and also Michael Orr being in the mix, and Brian McKinney being in the mix, and you know what, it gives us some competition, and we like that.
Ozzie, I know you keep one eye on the rest of the division and one eye on your team. How much do you think you guys have improved?
Well, I think I'd like to reserve to answer that question until this thing finishes, you know. And then I can walk over and I can look at what Pittsburgh has done with all their picks, what Cincinnati's done with theirs and with Cleveland. I think everybody's done a good job thus far. But I think, you know, how you do on day three really determines how well your draft is.